Hi, I am Gabriel, lead pastor of Grace Communion Richardson, and I just want to welcome you to today's worship stream. Here at Grace Communion Richardson, we seek to know Jesus and to make him known through worship, through family fellowship, and through neighborhood engagement, all out of the compelling love of God that is shared with us in Christ Jesus our Lord. You are welcome. Please, if you have any prayer requests, don't hesitate to send these requests to us. You can see on the screen the address to do so, and I promise that we will pray with and for you. If you have any comments that you want to share as well, please feel free to do so. We would love to read your comments as well. It is amazing how this year is rolling by so quickly. We are already in the last quarter of 2020. I am sure that there are those who feel like the year is not rolling by fast enough with all the troubles and challenges that we are facing. But I know that in spite of the challenges and difficulties, the uncertainties that we face, we are not alone. And hopefully it has provided us the opportunity to connect better, to value each other better, and to look up to and depend on God, the Sovereign One who cares for us and who helps us through all of our trials and difficulties. I have been sharing with you the past few weeks the values that Grace Communion Richardson, that we seek to live, flowing out of our identity in Jesus Christ. Now, these values are what animates us, what determine how we live, and what determines how we engage each other and the world around us on a daily basis. And they flow from who Jesus is as we understand him, what he stands for, what he commands us and teaches us. Today, I want to ask the question, what values are you living by? Do you live out of the values that Jesus stands for, that Jesus gives, that Jesus shares in his life and in his mission of love? As I continue on this series, friends, I will share messages about who we are in Jesus and how that informs our unity in diversity, our relationships of love, our hopes, and our dreams for the future. And I'm glad that you are joining us to do so. Right now, I would like to invite you to a praise song from our praise team, and then we'll have prayer, and then a word of thanks for your financial generosity, and then we'll get into the main message. Please stay with us.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us today. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Join us.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power.
Let us pray. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we are thankful for your Son, Jesus, who came to this earth to die for every one of our sins. We're thankful for your church, which continues to teach us and guide us in your ways. We're thankful for the values that you give us that help us live these lives that we live. We pray for an end to the coronavirus. We pray for our nation to end the political turmoil and to bring us back to where we should be under your command. We pray for our community to come together and serve each other. We pray for healing for the sick and afflicted. We pray for help for the unemployed and underemployed. And most of all, we pray for revival in this nation and indeed in the whole world. May your love penetrate all the stony hearts and bring peace to the world. Be with all the broadcast preaching your word, for we know your word will not return empty. Make us like Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
John 14, verse 6, Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." 1 John 4, verses 9 through 17. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence one day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus.
Thank you. At this stage, I just want to pause to say a warm, heartfelt thank you to Grace Communion Richardson members and our supporters, and those of you out there who share our values, for your generous financial support of our gospel work. We are grateful for your tax-deductible donations. If you want to help with the gospel message going out, gospel of hope, you can see on the screen some of the ways that you can do so. And we are really grateful for your help and your support. Thank you. All right, now we are getting into the message for today. I don't know whether you've heard about this quote that is attributed to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He is said to have once said, "If a person has not found something for which they are willing to die, they are not fit to live." Well, what about something for which you are willing to live for, to live by? Values are to live by. They are what we base our decisions and our choices on every aspect of life on, whether consciously or unconsciously, whether deliberately, intentionally, or haphazardly, subconsciously. Jesus is the source of right values. So what are the values of Jesus that shapes your decisions, your choices, your lifestyle? What are the values of Jesus that shapes mine? Do you have any? Is it love, the primary foundational value, and everything else that springs from it? Let's consider the importance of living by the values of Jesus, which in this message we sum it up in love, L-O-V-E, live out values every day. Now, over the past few Sundays, I have been sharing with you some of the values that as a church congregation we are learning to live by, learning to be motivated by, that we base our body life on, our lifestyle on as a church. I shared with you values that we believe flow from Jesus, from what he stands for, what he commands us and teaches us. And on that basis, I've shared with you our value of children and youth, children and young people. Our value of incarnational, Trinitarian, and response-oriented theology. Our understanding of who God is, the nature of God in relationship with us. Our value of our unity in diversity. We are a diverse church from various ethnic backgrounds, various ages, various economic and social standings. I shared with you our value of sacred hospitality, that is the desire and the posture and practice of welcoming others without boundaries, doing so wisely and doing so appropriately in helping and caring and sharing. I shared with you our value last week of resting in Jesus. That calls for faith. Resting in Jesus, recognizing that in Christ, he lifts our burdens. He removes the loads of sin and suffering and ultimately death that we struggle with as human beings. And he says, "Come for that rest that I give." It is something that we are gifted by God through Christ in faith. And so to rest in Jesus is to learn to live by faith and not by sight, recognizing that God's got you and that you are safe in his loving hands. So we spoke about that value of resting in Jesus last Sunday. So today, I want to ask, what values are you living by and what values motivate your lifestyle? These are values that we believe flow from Jesus, what we've been looking at these past few Sundays. We believe that these are right values to live by and that they help us make choices and decisions, and that these choices and decisions are made easier as a result of having these values. We don't have to agonize about what is right or wrong, but we may have difficulties in actually figuring out how to engage a specific situation. And we do not minimize the fact that the road is not always easy, can and may be tough, but we don't agonize about whether it is the right road or not. Because Jesus tells us and shows us through his word and through his spirit the right road, the right way, which is himself. So Jesus is the light that reveals who God is and illuminates right and wrong choices in every aspect of life. Jesus is the source of real values. So during these challenging and difficult times, friends, during the entirety of your life as well, not just during these difficult times, what values are we living by? What values will determine whether, for example, you vote as we are in election season, or who you vote for? What values are you basing your choices and decisions on in the way that you treat your spouse, in the way that you treat your children, in the way that you treat your parents, in the way that you engage friends, in the way that you engage workmates, neighbor, the stranger, or even an enemy? What values do you base those decisions and choices on? Well, I would like to recommend the values that flow from Jesus Christ. It's the best way to go, because these are values of love, and these are values that illuminates the best life for us that God intended for us to live, the life of Jesus. In John chapter 14, let's see what Jesus himself says concerning values. In John chapter 14, and we are breaking into the thought here again, John 14 is one of these chapters that is part of a series of chapters beginning from chapter 13, Jesus encouraging his disciples, sharing with his disciples, bolstering them up, helping them to look beyond the here and now, to look beyond just the present, and to look into the future with the understanding that they are safe with him and safe with God, that they are safe in the hands of God as Jesus was facing crucifixion, as he was going through Passion Week and he was about to be arrested and crucified and so on. He was encouraging the disciples. He was sharing with them so many things. He was pouring his life into them. If you like, he was pouring his values into them. How they were to see themselves, how they were to see each other, how they were to see the world around them based on their identity in him. So in verse 6 of the 14th chapter of John chapter 14, and actually verse 9, John chapter 14 and in verse 6, Jesus responding to Thomas, because Thomas has asked, Lord, we don't know where you're going. Jesus told them that he was going where they couldn't come at this time. So we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And so Jesus responds to Thomas, verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, that's kind of a very powerful statement, and at the same time, an enigmatic statement. It's, what does it mean for Jesus to say, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life? What is he talking about? Well, of course, the way is a reference to a course of conduct. It's a metaphor for how you live, how you behave, how you live your life. It says, a way is describing, when Jesus says, I am the way, he's describing a manner of thinking, a manner of feeling, and deciding. Okay, that's what that word in the Greek is signifying. I am the way, Jesus is saying. I am a course of conduct. I am a way or manner of thinking, of feeling, of deciding. And what about truth? When he says, I am the truth. Well, in this instance, the truth pertains to the reality, the morality, personal excellence, candor that is free from pretense or falsehood or deceit. No hypocrisy, no self-righteousness involved. When Jesus says, I am the truth, he is referring to an absolute fullness of life, both essential and ethical. That's the life part. I'm going to come there in a short while. Let's talk about the truth some more. He says, I am the truth. He's saying, I am the reality, the true reality. I am true morality. I am true personal excellence. I am without candor. I am free of pretense, falsehood, and deceit. That's what Jesus means when he says, I am the truth. And then he says, I am the life. And the life refers to real, genuine, active, vigorous devotion to God, absolute fullness of life, both essential and ethical. So Jesus is basically saying, I am the best image of God's ideal for human life. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. This is how, as I am represented, as I embody, how a relationship with the Father is possible. How a relationship with the Father is possible. It is through the way, the truth, and the life of Jesus. And in that, friends, are the values that we live by. In that are the understanding of right and wrong. In that is the motivation for what we do and how we do it. Because all of this is summed up in love. See, Jesus is love. And when he talks about the way, he's talking about the way of love. And when he talks about the truth, he's talking about the truth of love and the life of love. Again, in that sense, Jesus is the image of God's best life for you and for me. And as such, he is the standard for how to live. He is the one that we measure ourselves by, so to speak. And when I say that, I'm actually even being very loose with that kind of description, because we can't really measure ourselves to Christ in that sense. But he is the one who is the frame of reference for our values, for our understanding right and wrong, for our choices and decisions that are favorably acceptable in the sight of God. So Jesus is the way, the truth and the life for our lifestyle, for our conduct, for our decision making, for our choices, for our feelings, for our words, for our moods. And this is expounded on by the Apostle John. This notion of having our values and the frame of reference of our lifestyle in Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, is expounded by the Apostle John in 1 John chapter 4. So what I'm saying, friends, is that we need to live by values. And there are so many different kinds of values out there. There are materialistic values. In other words, values that are based on materialism. And some of these values revolve around, you know, having the best car or having the biggest house. Having the most renowned lawn in the neighborhood. There's nothing wrong with having a lawn that is nice. But you understand what I'm saying? There are people live out of these kinds of thinking and belief system. These are the values they live by. They want to be better than the Joneses across the road. Life is a competition with everyone else. No, that's not the value of Jesus. In 1 John chapter 4, 1 John chapter 4, the Apostle John shares what it means to live this life of Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. 1 John chapter 4, and beginning from verse 9, and he situates this approach to life, these values that we live by, within the context of love. In 1 John chapter 4, in verse 9, the Apostle Paul wrote this. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. That's an important statement, that last part there. That God, John is saying, sent his Son into the world as an expression of love. Right? This is how God showed his love among us. 1 John 4, verse 9. How did he show it? He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. Now, that last part of that sentence, that we might live through him, so far as I'm concerned, has a double meaning. Now, the first meaning is that through Jesus, we are saved from death. We are rescued. We are delivered from sin and death. We talked about this a few Sundays past, how salvation is two sides of the same coin, deliverance from sin and death, and wholeness, restoring of broken relationships, of making love relationships a replacement for sin and death. And so the living through him, the first part is that we are rescued. But the second part is again that relational part. It is having our lifestyles based on who Jesus is. That's what it means to live through him. To have our identity in him. And then he goes on to say, verse 10, this is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Again, reference to the first understanding of life or living, that is the deliverance from sin and death. It is through the sacrifice of Jesus. Verse 11, dear friends, since God so loved us, that means God expresses care, expresses concern, expresses rescue, deliverance, redemption towards us. And that is love. That's what John is saying here. If God does that, we also ought to love one another. Verse 12, no one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. So John the Apostle is proposing a love ethic as a value for our lifestyle, patterned after that of who? Of God. through Christ Jesus. And he says, this is how God shows love, and we need to join him in doing the same. Verse 13. Well, let me finish the last part of verse 12. It says, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. Verse 12 again. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in our lives. That is to say, if we have our identity in Christ, then that identity is going to be made manifest in how we live. Our lifestyle is going to show that. We're going to look like Christ in how we think, mood, feel, talk, and behave. Verse 13. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. And again, that saving is both from death and sin, one side of the coin, and repairing, restoring broken relationships, the other side of the coin. If anyone, verse 15, acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. That is to say, friends, if you believe Jesus is the Son of God, that belief is manifested in the way you live. That's what it means that God lives in them. God lives in us who believe. The love heart of God is displayed in how we treat others and how we respond to God. Verse 16. And so we know and rely on the love of on the love God has for us. We know and rely on the love God has for us. And who is that love? Jesus. Because he's the manifestation, as he started by saying, of the love of God. He's the embodiment of the love of God. God is love, John says. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. How? How is love made complete? And how do we have confidence on the day of judgment? Well, this is his answer. In this world, we are like Jesus. That's powerful. Those are powerful words, friends. In this world, we are like Jesus. Because we share his identity. We share his values. We live by his values. Jesus says, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, give to God what belongs to God. In other words, we use wisdom in engaging God and engaging one another, engaging the civil authorities, engaging all of life. That there is no secular and sacred dichotomy. We allow the identity of Jesus to impact all of our lives. That is living by the values of Jesus Christ. As I said earlier, it has an impact on how we treat one another. It has an impact on the choices that we make, whether we're going to drink or not, and how much we're going to drink. It has an impact on how we spend money. It has an impact on how we treat young people. It has an impact on how we treat adults. It has an impact on how we treat the vulnerable in society. It has an impact on how we treat strangers. It has an impact on how we treat our enemies. Because the values of Jesus has an impact on every aspect of our lives. What motivates us and how we go about what motivates us. So, living our values flowing from Jesus is living his love. And that is why I use this acronym in the title of this message, LOVE. And each of the first letter each of the letters of LOVE, then I expanded to say, live out values every day. Live out values every day, LOVE. Because that's who Jesus is for us. And we live out the love of Jesus. He is our light during seasons of darkness, such as this season that we are in. He is the one who we measure our choices, our conduct, our manner of thinking, feeling, and decisions by Jesus. That's who I want to measure myself by. I don't want to measure myself with my wife. I don't want to measure myself with the neighbor down the road. I don't want to measure myself with my colleague. No, I want to measure myself by Jesus. What does Jesus stand for in this situation? What does Jesus say in this situation? What value of Jesus apply in this circumstance? How do I live out who I am in Christ in this area of life? That's how values have meaning. And we do so intentionally. We do so deliberately with wisdom. And it is wisdom that comes from who? From Jesus through his Spirit. Because Jesus is our wisdom. Bible tells us that as well. And he is our power through his Spirit. So, Jesus is the one we measure our choices, conduct, manner of thinking, feeling, and decisions by. That is having your identity in him. That is me having my identity in him. In John chapter 8 and in verse 12, I'm going to conclude with this scripture. In John chapter 8, we started by reading John chapter 14. Go a few chapters back in John chapter 8. Jesus says this again. And it has to do with the values that we live by. In John 8 and in verse 12, he says, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. That's a beautiful statement right there. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but rather will have the light of what? Of life. Whose life? His life. Jesus' life is our light. That is to say, Jesus' life is our roadmap. That's what he was saying earlier in John 14. Well, later he says that in John 14. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the roadmap. I am the pathway. I am the one that makes your life meaningful, purposeful, that gives direction to your life. And these are manifested in the values that I have that you live by. And these values are summed up in that word, love. Because love is the motivation of it, and love is the driving force of it. It is for love and because of love that we make choices and decisions that are meaningful and of light, not darkness. So Jesus calls us to his light. And as we live the light of Jesus, we are living out his values. He is our light of life. So, to have your identity in Jesus is to know and accept him, to be a new creation in him, to accept him as the ideal image of God, God's best life for you and for me, accepting his life in your heart and mind through his Spirit, living what he says, living out what he says and what he stands for, accepting him as your brother, as your friend, as your Lord and Master, as the King of your life, and as his disciple. Participating in his life, in making other disciples, sharing the life and love of Jesus together. That is what it means to have our identity in Him. And that is where our values come from. And I hope that that is the values that you want to live by. Because that's my question for you. Are you willing to have Jesus as your standard of living? You know, we use the term, unfortunately, in my view, to describe money, our material levels of life. So, oh, the standard of living is high or the standard of living is low, and we're talking about material things. Well, Jesus is the real standard of living. Are you willing to have Jesus as your standard of life, as your standard for living, the author of the values you live by? Are you willing to live out His love every day, to make decisions and choices based on who He is, what He stands for, what He commands and teaches? Then go to Him, friend. Ask Him for help. Ask Him to show you. Ask Him to motivate your heart and mind in that direction. Reach out to others doing the same for encouragement, for support, for help. You don't have to do life alone. Let's live out values every day to the honor and to the glory of God through the power of His Spirit. Amen. I want to say that I look forward to seeing you next week, because next week we're going to start looking at our vision and our mission as a church congregation. What our vision and mission is, what our hopes and dreams for the future looks like. And I look forward to sharing this hope that we have and the values that we have in Jesus with others who desperately need it in this world. Right now, I'd like to invite you to join our praise team for a last praise song. And God willing, I will see you next Sunday. God bless.
We trust the name of Jesus.
God, we lift you higher. You are the only King forever, forevermore.
I want to invite you to a Zoom discussion after this message. The ID is on the screen. If you need to call using the phone number is on your screen as well. If you are watching on Facebook, the link that you can click on to join Zoom is in the description. If you are watching from our website, the link is on top of the video. I look forward to meeting you on Zoom for discussion and for fellowship. God bless.